Books on Tape presents Ship of Ghosts, the story of the USS Houston, FDR's legendary lost cruiser, and the epic saga of her survivors, by James Hornfisher, read by Mark Cashman. The day will come when even this ordeal will be a sweet thing to remember. Virgil, the Aeneid. This is the ancient history of a forgotten ship. Forgotten because history is story, because memory is fragile, and because the human mind, and thus the storytellers who write the history, generally accepts only so much sorrow before the impulse prevails to put the story on a brighter path. The Pacific War's desperate days were dark enough to obscure one of the great naval epics of this or any century. The story of the USS Houston, CA-30, was largely unknown, even in its own time. Since then, what may have been the most trying ordeal to beset a ship's company has lain in puzzling obscurity. Even readers who have explored the Navy's war against Japan in some depth are unlikely to have read much about the Houston's battles and the 42-month ordeal that her survivors endured. The men who gave life to the legend of Franklin D. Roosevelt's favorite warship fought their war in isolation, hidden, it seems, behind the pall of smoke standing over the armored carcasses of Pearl Harbor. 8,000 miles from home, trapped on the wrong side of the tear that Imperial Japan rent in the fabric of the Pacific Ocean's realm, they ran a gauntlet through the war's first 84 days, that would have been an epic unto itself.